Hey, AfterBuzz TV listeners, want to share your opinions, give feedback, or tell us what you're thinking? Send us a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send us audio that might end up in a future episode of our after show. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform we use to publish and distribute our podcast to you for free. You can send us voice messages about all sorts of topics. Questions you have for us, what you thought of the latest episode on this TV show, what you think of our format, who should we have on the show, something you want us to do better, your impression of one of the characters, anything you can think of. We'll see all of your messages and we might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send us voice messages right now from wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in the show notes. We can't wait to hear from you.
AfterBuzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly. My name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin, and another day. You know, he's decided to fight crime at night. He's joined us during the day. We have Coco Cena, a.k.a. the Canadian... Oh, I was going to call you the Canadian Assassin.
Why not, man?
American Chocolate Sweetheart, Evan T. Mack, what's up?
You got to trust. You got to check the ancestry DNA. You never know. I might have some roots up in the Great White North. You never know, man.
It's possible.
I hear everybody up there is nice anyway. Nice up there? I hear, for the most part, y'all nice.
Aren't I nice?
You're nice. That's okay. One. You can't speak for everybody in that big place.
Just checking. Shout out to Barry Mack. You don't know what that means. You have to check out our Raw show. And if you don't know what that means, you definitely should be.
Dylan says it every show now.
He has to do it.
Oh, he's a fool.
However, it's not just us, because we know you guys just don't want to see us.
No.
We have an amazing guest. She is the baddest in the black belt game, a ninja assassin. Mm. Please welcome Janai Kai.
Yay.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, well, there's so much to
I know. A lot to unpack.
First, let's start with the wrestling part. How did you get into wrestling?
Well, it started when I was young, and I was watching wrestling with my dad, so he got me into it. And he would just bring me to the shows, and I thought it was pretty cool. I was doing taekwondo at the time, too. Uh-huh. Like, I started at a very young age, but I really wanted to get into anything that was... had to do with combat sports or like fighting. So I did taekwondo, and then wrestling like caught my eye, and ever since I was little I always wanted to do it. So
nice. So then, well, how old are you?
I'm 24.
You look young.
Super young.
When you said you were young, I'm like, you look just young, newly legal
young buck. Young whippersnapper.
So, first tell me about the black belt. So, when did you start doing that? And was it just in taekwondo or was it other martial arts?
It was just in taekwondo, and I started when I was 6 years old.
Wow. So, yeah. Do you have to, because I was a friend of mine who's like a UFC fighter, apparently there's something in his driver's license that if he gets pulled over by the cops, he has to show, he has to let the cops know because he's essentially like a deadly weapon. Do you have to do that too?
No, I don't have to do that.
Okay, well, not to say you're going to get pulled over by the cops.
I try to keep it on the low, like, outside of, like, wrestling, that I'm a black belt.
You call yourself an assassin, though. You put everybody in, like, you a trained killer. You put that all on your social media.
Yeah.
And it's funny, too, not if you get arrested. Hopefully you never get arrested. But if that's the case, they have to actually chain your feet and your hands. If you're
registered weapon.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah. No, it will never happen. Let's just say it'll never happen. But just FYI, just interesting facts. So you...
That's what you're in store for.
So you know.
Now you want me to find out. You're going to see it on the news.
So you've been watching wrestling since you were a kid. You got into it. And then what was your first, like, your first training like?
It was a really, like, overwhelming experience. I started a little over a year ago, actually, so I'm still pretty new. But, yeah, it was overwhelming. I actually showed up for the advanced class, and I didn't know it was the advanced class. So
oh, wow.
All of the big guys were there, and they were doing these high spots, and I was just, like, sitting on the side. So, yeah, I didn't know what to do. I was just sitting there. I was like, okay, so this is how it is.
Uh-huh. And what was the one thing that you're like, oh, this is how they do it, like a light bulb moment where you saw how they were doing it and then you wanted to commit to it?
I think it was when I met my trainer. Her name's Santana Garrett. I'm pretty sure you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So, she actually introduced like more about how it goes down. So she really opened my eyes onto how everything goes formula wise and just everything from beginning to end with matches.
Anybody you try to emulate or watch or kind of take notes from, or are you trying to develop your own character right now?
Well, I do watch a lot of Tajiri, Rob Van Dam, like a lot of guys with the martial arts style, but still, you know, bringing it to my own type of style as well.
And then what's the ultimate goal? So you're a year in, so, you know, obviously you have to put some more work as far as everything else, but what's the ultimate goal as far as wrestling?
Basically travel around, wherever it takes me. I did move down here to Orlando. I'm in Orlando right now, but I moved to Orlando from DC, just for professional wrestling and to see where it would take me. Cause it always bugged me since I was a little kid to start it. And, a little over a year ago, that's when I was like, all right, I'm going to come down here and do it. Found a school, which is Pro Wrestling 2.0.
Nice.
In Orlando. And, yeah.
And then as far as, so I saw that you actually had a picture with Chris Wolf. She's a friend of the show. What was that experience like? Did you have a match against her or was she training? How did that picture come about?
I saw her backstage and I always loved watching her matches on Stardom. And that, I actually took notes from her too, just watching her matches. And yeah, I just had to like go up to her because I know it's her last year of wrestling. And like, unfortunately, like, I don't know if I would ever work with her, but I always like hope to. And so I just went up to her knowing that she's just like a sweet girl, like the sweetest person.
Yeah.
I just asked for a selfie and she was like, yeah, of course.
She's awesome. Did you notice the two different color eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah. That really is like, oh, okay. Real life. First, also shout out to Black Wrestling Alliance. They were the ones who put us up on you. Great Instagram page. You guys are not following them, follow them. Amazing. No, this is not a promo. I just started following them. They have really great content, and they put me on to a lot of female wrestlers. So shout out to them for sure.
Yeah.
So who do you, like, who's your ultimate match? Once you get to the point where you're like, I'm good, I can compete against anybody, who's your dream wrestling match?
Right now, like, I'm really thinking about Kagetsu from Stardom in Japan. She is so hardcore, and I think she's really, like, the person that made me be like, all right, I'm, like, ready to, like, go out there and be strong out there. Like, she makes that power inside of me come out.
Nice. And then your ultimate goal, is it traveling, AEW, WWE, Impact? Do you have a vision of where you want your wrestling career to end up?
I used to before when I first started. Now that I see that there's more than just, like, WWE, like, I really hope to just travel everywhere, go anywhere. I know that there's so many, like, amazing talent in each promotion, so wherever it takes me. And I know that, like, right now I really am looking at Japan to go. So
yeah,
that's,
sounds
like
it.
One of my goals, yeah. So I'm thinking, I hope, like, this year, hopefully I get that opportunity.
I'm watching a little clip right now. You're beating the brakes off of somebody in this one clip. What's that finishing move you do? This roundhouse kick thing you do, man. This joint's crazy.
Oh, it's the tornado kick.
Lord, that joint's fire.
That's the technical term for, like, taekwondo. It's called a tornado kick. I haven't made up a name for it myself, but, yeah, that's what it is.
The Kai kick?
It's pretty clean.
The Kai kick?
I like
maybe?
That. I like that.
I
joint smooth, though.
You need to ponder on that. I can come up with a name.
Yeah, you got
to
mull that over a little bit.
Mull that. And now, as far as matches, any promotions, anything coming up?
So I have Real Pro, which is in Fort Myers. It's on the 27th. I actually do my ninja character there.
Okay.
So I'm the assassin at that promotion. I'm also the champion there, the women's champion there.
Nice. And then do you do taekwondo tournaments still? Or what happens when you get to the black belt?
So at the black belt stage, like, there's different degrees. So I got to first degree, and then I stopped there. So I'm not doing any taekwondo tournaments right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I transitioned over to kickboxing and Muay Thai when I was done.
Oh, nice.
I still practice taekwondo and everything just to make sure, you know, I still have it all the technique and everything. I make sure I don't forget what I learned.
Now, with the combination of all of that, is there any type of, like, MMA that you want to get into, or you want to just stick to wrestling?
I'd rather just stick to wrestling. That's where my heart's at the most. I was going to fight kickboxing, I think it was in, 2017, mm-hmm. But the girl dropped out of the fight, so.
Yeah,
but
I had a lot
of weight. Like, I did the whole experience, cutting weight and training. Like, it's so hard, but mm-hmm. Right now wrestling is where it's at.
Awesome. So, we're going to get into something called rapid hot tag. So, we're going to hit you with a couple questions. You're going to say the first thing that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Safe zone. You're fine. Always early or always late?
Always early.
Last person you text?
My boyfriend, Dylan.
If you could listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Probably Chevelle. Like, any of their albums, really. I don't know the actual names. Okay. Chevelle.
If you can have a superpower, what would it be?
I can't think of anything right now. I'm thinking of something with fire for some reason.
Oh, like a reverse of storm.
Why not, man?
Yeah, all right. Like that. I like the dragons from Game of Thrones. Cubed ice or crushed ice?
Cubed.
Weekends or weekdays?
Weekends.
Pictionary or charades?
Charade.
What is the one thing you love about yourself?
My personality.
Who would play you in a movie?
Ooh. I was going to say, like, Jackie Chan.
I mean, why not?
He's versatile. He's versatile.
What's the last show you binge watched?
Ooh. It was a Thai show. I actually watched, like, Thai shows and Korean shows, but it was a Thai show that I watched. I forgot what it's called exactly. It's called The Judgment.
Okay, I like that. If you were a crayon, what color would you be?
Red.
And if you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
Steak, broccoli, and mashed potatoes.
Dope.
Damn, I love that. All right. Now, where can people find you, Ninja Assassin?
Okay, so on Instagram, you can search Janai underscore Kai. So Janai is spelled J-A-N-A-I and then underscore Kai, which is K-A-I. So that's for Instagram. And also on Twitter, it's the same thing, Janai underscore Kai. And then I also have a Facebook like page. Just search Janai Kai.
Nice. Now, does your name mean anything or...?
So the Kai part comes from, like, Cobra Kai, Karate Kid.
Dope.
All right. And the Janai?
And Janai is my actual real name.
Okay. And does it have a meaning beyond it, or is it just...
The Lord answers prayers, so it's, like, a biblical thing.
Really?
Damn.
What culture is that from?
I'm Methodist. It's a Christianity.
Really?
Damn.
I've never heard
it's
that
It's Hebrew,
name.
Yeah. My name's Hebrew.
That is an awesome name. I've never heard that name before.
Neither.
And I have a weird name, so okay, I like that. All right, thank you so much. Do you have any, did you say you had matches coming up?
Yeah, so Real Pro on the 27th. I also have ACW coming up next Wednesday, which is the 23rd, 24th.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just those two for the rest of this month.
I know, this month is pretty much like done.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And they're pretty much done. And then May, I know that there's DCCW. Mm-hmm. I forgot where in Florida that is. Florida, that is. I'm still learning Florida and the cities. But
I still don't know LA. It's been like 7 years. So you're in great company.
So true.
All right. Thank you so much. First off, shout out to Black Wrestling Alliance for putting us on game. Thank you so much for coming on the show. What did your name mean again?
My name? The Lord Answers Prayers.
The Lord Answers Prayers. We asked and you came on the show. We appreciate it so very much. Ninja Assassin herself. When you do make it and you're traveling and you're in Japan and, you know, time travel and all that
stuff.
Send
a postcard.
Yeah, send a postcard. Don't forget about
us. Yes, I will, definitely.
appreciate it so, so much.
Thank you.
All righty.
Right.
Coco Cena.
Yeah, man. It's interesting, man. He's It's very interesting, ladies, that we get on here, man.
Yeah, it's I love the diversity, not only the diversity, but also from, you know, somebody who's been around for 1 year to somebody who's been in the game for 20 years. Like, exactly. We've had that all on this show. There's no other show like this.
It's crazy. And it's like I said, she looks, I'm telling you, she got skills too, man. We'll see if it resonates. She got the strong style approach, like Shinsuke, Asuka, yeah. And stuff like that. She has that kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
Evan T. Mac, Instagram, man, Twitter. Yeah, man. Dope.
So good. All right, y'all. Definitely leave comments on our YouTube page if you're watching the show on YouTube. If you're watching or listening to us on iTunes, definitely give us 5 stars or better. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, WPW Weekly.
Yep.
And then you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Other than that, we will see you guys next week. Ciao.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek. Producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling. We ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.